This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 8th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Talley. Two more cases of the New World screwworm have been confirmed hundreds of miles apart in Texas. It demonstrates the difficulty of stopping the spread of a pest that could wreak additional challenges on the nation's beef producers, that according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture today. So far, there are four confirmed cases in Texas. USDA said the latest were a calf and a dog in LaSalle and Andrews counties. The initial screwworm cases were discovered last week in two calves within a few miles of each other in South Texas. Scientists expect a handful of new cases could pop up in the coming days and weeks. Doesn't mean screwworm is spreading rapidly, according to Edward Burgess, University of Florida entomologist who studies the fly. The Corn Refiners Association, in partnership with the Agriculture Coalition for USMCA, released a study today highlighting the role the USMCA plays in keeping food affordable for American consumers. Christy Goodfellow with the Corn Refiners Association says instead of being based on farm revenue, it's based on consumer impact and food prices.
Well, I think you've heard really loud voices from a lot of agricultural organizations saying this is important to our farmers and our producers. And a lot of that is really based on Canada and Mexico being huge export markets for our products. Most ag groups in Washington will tell you that Canada and Mexico are their one and two largest export markets. But there was really a gap in information about the benefit it is to consumers. So I think that really needs to be an important part of the policy debate right now as we're at the six-year review and recontemplating what this agreement will be going forward. It's just really important to have good data and to help inform the policy decisions.
The study by Purdue University sought the relationship between tariffs and food prices.
The analysis looks at tariff reduction specifically. If you go back many years and decades at this point to a time before we had trade agreement in place, particularly with Mexico, there were a lot of tariffs in place. As tariffs go down, food can be traded and come in from countries where it's cost less, and that benefit is transferred to the consumers.
The data in the report illustrates consumers have seen substantial food savings as a result of the North American trade deal.
The study found benefits saving U.S. consumers, each household, about $700 each year. That breaks down to about 7% of total household food expenditures. So that's a pretty significant savings, particularly at a time when grocery prices and food price inflation is so sensitive.
The study points to a direct relationship between tariff reductions and consumer savings.
Another finding of the report was just in general that every percentage point of tariff reductions resulted in a 2.8% decrease in the price of that food category.
Goodfellow says the data proves food prices would likely go up if the trade deal fails.
They created what they called the counterfactual. They documented what they expect the food prices would have been without USMCA. And then they went ahead and forecast from this point going forward what they would expect would happen if USMCA went away.
Brian Goodman with the Agriculture Coalition for USMCA says, quote, USDA supports consumers, producers, and strong North American food supply chains. He said preserving the trilateral agreement is essential to keeping food affordable and supply chain strong across the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Finally, soybean condition declined slightly last week. Corn condition hold steady, according to the USDA. Corn 97% planted with 67% of the crop good to excellent. Soybeans 92% planted, 65% good to excellent. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chop Nellie.